Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, we're back at it for a Monday, and forgive me, I got a little bit of a nasal thing going on today. Oh boy, I was sick most of the weekend, so I'm going to bring you into the freshly decontaminated Beach House Beach Bunker. Just ignore the Kleenexes on the floor. Hit with cold number two this year. God. So I was kind of in a cold-induced coma all weekend. What did I miss? Anything important? Why can't I buy Jack Daniels anymore? I was thinking I wanted to have a Sunday afternoon shot of JD. It's all gone. Of course, I'm kidding. Humor is good. No, yes, we're going to have some fun this morning. We are going to talk about the serious issues of the day, of course, as lighthearted as we possibly can. It is a tough situation. There's no two ways about it. Of course, you know I'm talking about the T word. Tyler's cold. I hope you had a good weekend. I was under the covers basically all weekend. Seriously, though, I managed to get out and get some Special Olympics donuts, which was really kind of the highlight of my weekend. Hopefully, I didn't give anybody my cold while I was at Tim Hortons on the weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. It was not the greatest weather weekend. We do have some kids not in school today, but it's like an in-service day or something going on today. In-service, parent-teacher day, professional development day. However, Mountain View School Division and Swan Valley Divisions, all buses are canceled because there's snow drifts and plugged rural roads. All Mountain View School Division and Swan Valley schools will be open, though. So that drifting was brutal. Absolutely brutal. I'm looking at the Manitoba 511 map this morning, and it's showing the roads are generally in decent shape south of Riding Mountain National Park. Let me show you what I'm looking at here. They look to be in decent shape, but it's a stupid wind, and it's especially in open areas. Hey, as soon as you get into an open area, that's where you get the ground drifting, and it's like, ugh. Hey, now at Tim Hortons, now that we have done these Special Olympics donuts, guess what starts today? The Dollar Donut Days. $1 for a classic donut with a hot or cold beverage with our friends at Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons of West Manan area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Dauphin, Neepawa, and Mooseman. Dollar classic donut when you order any hot brewed coffee. The iconic duo got just more iconic. Get a classic donut for a dollar when you order any size original or dark roast coffee. Now, choose from the apple fritter, which is always the best. Boston cream, honey cruller. Is it honey cruller or cruller? Old-fashioned plain chocolate dip and vanilla dip. At Tim Hortons, West Manan area, Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. At Headley's Health Hut, we are getting ready for Win Back Wednesday. That's a week from Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of every month at Headley's Health Hut. And by now, I hope that you've had the chance to check out their new location at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just up from Murray GM. Western Manitoba's top selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, sugar-free, gluten-free snacks. Joe's gluten-free. Oh, yeah, he's Canadian. He's from Saskatchewan. Big guy. Big, super popular. Super popular gluten-free goodies from cookies to pierogies. You know who's also doing the gluten-free in the store? Ida's Catering. She has got ready-to-eat meals that are gluten-free and come in all kinds of varieties for you. And Win Back Wednesdays is when you can win back up to $500 in receipts. That'll be happening on February 12th, just in time for Valentine's Day. Check it out. Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue. And Co-ops of West Man, we've been saying this since day one on this show. If you want to buy Canadian, Co-op is not just Canadian. Co-op is not just Manitoban. Co-op is what we call around these parts hyperlocal. Co-op is owned by the people who shop there, by the members. So you can go into your co-op knowing that you are giving the ultimate support to your community. The ultimate support. So if you are on a mission to make your pantry Canadian, to make your refrigerator Canadian, Co-ops of West Man is the place to go. Heritage Co-op, Pembina Consumers Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hameo to co-op to. Sponsors on the show. Thank you so much. Brilliant speech. This guy has been in hiding, but he's also a drama teacher. He is a very good actor. And you know what? I'm not going to come across. I don't want to be perceived as anti-Canadian at this moment in time, because God knows it's, you know what's, this reminds me of COVID a little bit. We're going to have the mask wearers and those who are the, oh, shame on you. Oh, it makes me sick to my stomach. I can't do the whole COVID thing again. I just can't do it. Guys, I just can't. I can't do it. It's too much. And what's keeping me going is I think that, again, I still believe 2025 is going to be a great year. We knew there was going to be bumps in the road. We knew that things were going to be a bit tough, and they're going to be a bit tough, but we're going to get through it, and everyone will have their way of dealing with it, and everyone will have their way of supporting the cause, and everyone will have their way of supporting those close to them, and this is not the end of the world. Good God. You put the media on right now and this is, whoa, this is really some wild stuff going on, according to them. And make no mistake, it's very serious. But we have got to enjoy things that we have while we have them, regardless of what's going on around us. Anyway. And so I didn't really think that this was, I think we'll start here. I thought that this was not very classy at the hockey game, Red Wings and Canucks, but it happened. It did. And they're singing the anthem. I thought they booed through the whole thing, but they didn't. They just booed at the end. Apparently this happened at a Toronto Raptors game too. I'm wondering if what the leagues are going to do about this. Like, are you going to knock the anthem off? What's going to happen here? I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how sports deals with this in light of what is happening. And it just it's awful. Make no mistake, what is going on right now is a very, very sad thing. I came across a video of Ronald Reagan talking about free trade, and it's ironic because this was like right after Brian Mulroney, our prime minister in the 80s, got elected. Have a listen to this. Have a look at this. This couldn't be said any better. Listen to this guy. This is Ronald Reagan.
My fellow Americans, this week as we prepared for Thanksgiving, Canada held an important election, and I'm pleased to again send my congratulations to Prime Minister Mulroney. One of the important issues in the Canadian election was trade, and like our own citizens earlier this month, our neighbors have sent a strong message rejecting protectionism and reaffirming that more trade, not less, is the wave of the future. Here in America, as we reflect on the many things we have to be grateful for, we should take a moment to recognize that one of the key factors behind our nation's great prosperity is the open trade policy that allows the American people to freely exchange goods and services with free people around the world. The freedom to trade is not a new issue for America. In 1776, our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, charging the British with a number of offenses, among them, and I quote, cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, end quote. And that same year, a Scottish economist named Adam Smith launched another revolution with a book entitled The Wealth of Nations, which exposed for all time the folly of protectionism. Over the past 200 years, not only has the argument against tariffs and trade barriers won nearly universal agreement among economists, but it has also proven itself in the real world, where we have seen free trading nations prosper while protectionist countries fall behind. America's most recent experiment with protectionism was a disaster for the working men and women of this country. When Congress passed the Smoot-Hawley Tariff in 1930, we were told that it would protect America from foreign competition and save jobs in this country. The same line we hear today. The actual result was the Great Depression, the worst economic catastrophe in our history.
Do you think that he's listening to this? So the last time they did this brought on the Great Depression. So
one out of four Americans were thrown out of work. 2 years later, when I cast my first ballot for president, I voted for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who opposed protectionism and called for the repeal of that disastrous tariff. Ever since that time, the American people have stayed true to our heritage by rejecting the siren song of protectionism. In recent years, the trade deficit led some misguided politicians to call for protectionism, warning that otherwise we would lose jobs. But they were wrong again. In fact, the United States not only didn't lose jobs, we created more jobs than all the countries of Western Europe, Canada, and Japan combined. The record is clear that when America's total trade has increased, American jobs have also increased. And when our total trade has declined, so have the number of jobs. Part of the difficulty in accepting the good news about trade is in our words. We too often talk about trade while using the vocabulary of war. In war, for one side to win, the other must lose. But commerce is not warfare. Trade is an economic alliance that benefits both countries. There are no losers, only winners, and trade helps strengthen the free world. Yet today, protectionism is being used by some American politicians as a cheap form of nationalism, a fig leaf for those unwilling to maintain America's military strength and who lack the resolve to stand up to real enemies, countries that would use violence against us or our allies. Our peaceful trading partners are not our enemies. They are our allies. We should beware of the demagogues who are ready to declare a trade war against our friends, weakening our economy, on national security, and the entire free world, all while cynically waving the American flag. The expansion of the international economy is not a foreign invasion. It is an American triumph, one we worked hard to achieve, and something central to our vision of a peaceful and prosperous world of freedom. After the Second World War, America led the way to dismantle trade barriers and create a world trading system that set the stage for decades of unparalleled economic growth. And in 1 week, when important multilateral trade talks are held in Montreal, we will be in the forefront of efforts to improve this system. We want to open more markets for our products, to see to it that all nations play by the rules, and to seek improvement in such areas as dispute resolution and agriculture. We also want to bring the benefits of free trade to new areas, including services, investment, and the protection of intellectual property. Our negotiators will be working hard for all of us. Yes, back in 1776, our founding fathers believed that free trade was worth fighting for, and we can celebrate their victory, because today, trade is at the core of the alliance that secure the peace and guarantee our freedom. It is the source of our prosperity.
He never missed a beat.
And the path to an even brighter future for America. Until next week, thanks for listening, and God bless you.
Yippee-ki-yay! Cowboy Ronald. Yeah, less than 5 minutes sums up why this is such a sad thing. Because it is not good for anybody. This is not good for anybody. The big war going on. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Everyone is being urged to buy Canadian through the tariff war. What's Canadians up to?
I noticed... I think I got more produce from Mexico than from the States.
With produce, I immediately look at the country that it's coming from.
People milling about doing their Sunday shopping saying it's important to keep their Canadian dollar circulating in our economy.
We all have to be more conscious about where our country's going with this kind of stuff, because it's getting really concerning.
Renewed calls to buy local come as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau encourages Canadians to check their labels and to choose products made in this country. But as Dylan Lobo, the founder of nonprofit Made in Canada, explains, this isn't the first time the U.S. has waged this kind of warfare against our country.
We were first originally established in 2018 when Trump first threatened tariffs. And at that point in time, we thought it was pretty unfair. So we started compiling a list of products and services made in Canada.
Experts say the best way to deal with tariffs is to buy local.
This includes everything from locally made products to fruits, vegetables, and even your meats and your dairy. So this is really going to create a situation where consumers are doing the country a favor if you buy local products.
Lobo says the easiest way to do that is to know the difference between a Made in Canada label versus a label that says Product of Canada.
Made in Canada is at least 51% of Canadian content is made in Canada. The manufacturing was done in Canada. The last transformative action was done in Canada, but the materials could have been brought from overseas. And the Product of Canada essentially means the materials were mostly from Canada and it was manufactured in Canada. The product is essentially more Canadian.
In the long term, experts say not only will we see everything go up in price, but a long-standing relationship is now fraught.
And an important part of globalization is the trust and the certainty that you can have. So, when you and I have some relationships, the fact that we can trust each other, that we'll be treating each other fairly and with respect, is something that is instrumental to this relationship.
I look at it as more of a mindset change, because if we can change our mindset now, I do think we can have a stronger Canada maybe in 10 or 15 years, and we might not be as beholden to the U.S. or other countries by then.
I won't even be around in 10 or 15 years, so I won't be able to see that glorious day. But, you know, I couldn't afford oranges anyway. it's not going to change my world a whole bunch. I guess we can get apples from B.C., right? I mean, I'm just not big on fruit. One of the questions that was asked last week before we ended the show was, am I going to be able to go shopping in the south of the border and bring some stuff back? The quick answer to that is no. No but. So if you did want to go and do that, expect to be paying a 25% tariff. So if you, and just for the sake of argument, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. You're an adult. You're a free-willed person. But if you're going to go do that, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense under this circumstance. You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you go and you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go have a day trip and I'm going to buy $200 worth of groceries. Well, the minute you pull up to the Canadian side of the border, they're going to hit you with $50 of tariff because that's what the trade war is. Not to mention that the price of American goods are going to go up. So things that you once thought were cheap down there are not going to be so cheap anymore because it is going to affect their prices too. Canadian bacon. And regrettably, it started at a hockey game. A president was falling in the polls and he said, you know what? I need something to help get my polls up a little bit. Let's maybe invade Canada. Have a look at this.
Have you seen the polls?
You know, it's not fair. I mean, every other president had all of the Russians to blame for everything. What have I got?
For an unpopular president.
Yeah, the voters felt that your being alive or dead had no real bearing on their daily lives.
It's time to give war a chance.
Dad.
What are we going to do for an enemy now?
A riot between Americans and Canadians broke out last night.
Now, with a little inspiration.
All I said was Canadian beer sucks.
Give me 1 week and I'll have Americans burning maple leaves.
They'll create a cause worth fighting for.
Is Canadian Prime Minister Clark MacDonald a member of a satanic cult?
Oh, that is stunning.
Canadians are always dreaming up ways to ruin our lives. The metric system, for the love of John.
Captain Kirk of the USS Enterprise.
Canadian.
Do not panic. I'm in complete control.
Welcome to Canada.
I'm your worst nightmare.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We got ways of making you pronounce the letter O.
What we have here is a brave and misguided group of Americans who've gone right into Canada and kicked some serious Canadian butt.
Oh, Americans. Welcome to Ontario, sportsman's paradise.
Isn't it, though?
John Candy.
There's a time to think, and there's a time to act. And this, gentlemen, is no time to think.
Alan Alda.
Surrender pronto, or we'll level Toronto.
Rhea Perlman.
I'm in Canuck Central.
Kevin Pollock.
And when have you ever heard anyone say, honey, let's stay in and order some Canadian food?
And Rip Torn.
I can't kill America's neighbors.
I can.
From Michael Moore, director of Roger and Me.
I think it's time we put the America back in North America.
Canadian bacon. The invasion is coming.
I gotta go.
Didn't I tell you to go before the invasion?
That was the invasion. Couple guys in a truck with some guns. Yeah, good old John Candy. And John Candy played an American in that movie, and he's Canadian. That's just, the whole movie is riddled with Canadians. It's very funny. And again, it is trending on Prime right now because, people want a little bit of humor.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's Canada's fault.
Blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan.
And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf. But now when I see him, it tells me to fuck myself.
Well, blame Canada. Blame Canada. It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada.
Mothers against Canada.
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, Richard True. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches? Should we blame the fire? Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
And that bitch on Murray, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on.
Oh.
Mothers against Canada? Oh, my God. South Park. Blame Canada. That's, oh, boy. Oh, yeah, you got to laugh, though. We got to have some comedy in it. We got to have some comedy, and that's where things like Canadian Bacon and South Park can help out a little bit. U.S. liquor is already gone from store shelves in most provinces. And so your Jack Daniels, your Jim Beam, Crown Royal, though, made in Manitoba, Crown Royal. Oh, that's good stuff.
Bottles of Kentucky bourbon and Tennessee whiskey are whisked from B.C. store shelves days before the U.S. tariffs hit.
It's sad. It's a sad state. Our two countries rely on each other. Our economies were interlinked after generations of building together, and it's sad to see that we're here today.
Manitoba liquor marts will pull American products by Tuesday.
This means that we are going to be taking $80 million out of the U.S. economy.
In Ontario, the LCBO is scrubbing American products from its catalog. American distillers say bans in multiple provinces will affect more than $1 billion in cross-border booze trade.
In the Canadian and the American distilled spirits industry has thrived together without tariffs and without trade barriers. We need to muscle through this. It's going to hurt, but hopefully cooler heads will prevail with our governments.
Some economists warn fighting the U.S. tariffs tit for tat is a losing battle.
And for the mouse to attack the two-ton elephant and say we're going to get in there and beat him up and knock the mouse, the two-ton elephant out, is just, it's just preposterous. And so it just, we're going to lose.
This Vancouver bar manager says they'll be making old fashions in a new way, substituting BC spirits for American ones.
It feels kind of like we're caught in a schoolyard fight and a little childish and disappointing, and just hoping that this kind of gets resolved quickly.
For provinces still stocking U.S. alcohol when tariffs kick in on Tuesday, expect those prices to climb.
When Trump, here's the last thing I'm going to say. When Trump said that this is not negotiable, I don't believe that. There are two things that he wants, but he doesn't want to deal with Justin Trudeau on them. There's two things. Watch what happens here. He wants us to hit our 2%, at least 2%, if not more, GDP on defense spending. We're at like, what, 1.3? The Canadian military has been in trouble for a long time because it has been underfunded. How are we supposed to live up to our NATO obligations when our own politicians are not investing? It's all great to pull booze off the shelves, but if we aren't investing in our own men and women who are ready to defend this country, then do we have a country? We need to belly up with that, and I think that's going to be one of the asks. And the other ask is going to be renegotiating the whole NAFTA, USMCA. He wants Canadian dairy and he wants Canadian poultry. These are heavily protected areas of ag. They have been for decades, mainly in Quebec. But I think that's what he really wants. That's what he wants. He wants a level playing field for milk and poultry. and the defense spending go up. And I think that if he can get somebody to negotiate with him on that, then we can go back to the way things were. I may be Pollyanna, but I just think he hates Justin Trudeau. He's not going to deal with him. I'd love to be proven wrong on that, but I mean, up until a month ago, most Canadians didn't like Justin Trudeau. So, I mean, I know he's our leader and everything, but I mean, he does not like the man. He does not like the man. He feels he's a backstabbing two-face, and Justin, I'm sure, feels worse about Donald. These two guys negotiating anything, I don't know how far they're going to get. Leon's Furniture Superstore. Oh, there's a good Canadian company. Save the tax. Save the tax continues even on sale prices. If you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics on select furniture, mattresses, and three-piece major appliance packages, there's still a few days left to save the tax at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, also at leons.ca. And of course, other than the taxes and the fees, take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments. OAC on your FlexiCard. Minimum purchase $250 excluding taxes. Taxes and fees are due at the time of purchase. See leons.ca for more details or visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue. If you are looking for a set of wheels, my gosh, Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon, your premier destination for your electric vehicle needs in Westman. They've got the people and the products to take care of you. With EV options including Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer, it's the flexibility to find the fit for your lifestyle. And huge savings as well. At Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM and Brandon, bring your questions regarding government incentives and all the potential savings and things like battery life and so on. You're going to want to take those questions over to the great crew at Murray's. Again, they're at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, putting you in charge. And the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa at beautiful Clear Lake. February is here, and they have got a slew of great events happening at the Elkhorn Resort. Go to elkhornresort.mb.ca. Take a look at their calendar of events. There's going to be something there that is going to be fun for you and your family. They've got packages for you to take in the Clarso Spa, maybe a little bit of a swim, enjoy the hotel up there. It is an absolutely fantastic facility and a great place to get away from it all, relax and unwind, and enjoy beautiful Riding Mountain National Park. All kinds of entertainment, a buffalo bar. They have wall-to-wall live entertainment each and every weekend at the Elkhorn Resort. And again, as we get into February, we'll have more details on some of the fun stuff that they've got planned for the month of love, month of February. And again, maybe a honeymooners package might be good for Valentine's Day. Check it out at elkhornresort.mb.ca. Ahead of Sunday ceremony, Swift lost best music video to Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. Later losing the best pop vocal album to Eras Tour opener Sabrina Carpenter. She had 6 Grammy nominations this year. Came up empty-handed. Oh my gosh, this is what the world should be talking about. Taylor Swift got snubbed. What? 10 things we will never see at the hotel again. A guest register. Guest register is gone. Remember these? Postage paid room keys? Drop in any mailbox and guarantee postage. Key cubbies. Oh my God. Let me get your key to your room. I'll reach back. Cindy says Bibles. Steam heat. Fancy hotel signs. I love these. It's the sad part about Vegas. Vegas was so tacky and wonderful, and now it's all downtown on Fremont Street. Same thing with the tacky hotel and motel signs. I really like those. The Palms, Motor Motel, Stardust. That was pretty cool. They're all gone. Checking in under an alias. If an unmarried couple wanted to check into a hotel, they would be Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Kind of hard to do nowadays. Paying for your whole stay when you leave. For a long time, hotel guests were able to check in, sign the register, show no ID, and they were trusted to pay when they left the hotel. Of course, nowadays that's changed. They know who you are, and they have your card number, so your first night is paid for via deposit. And the rest gets charged to your credit debit card when you leave, and you don't have to even see them for that to happen, of course. You just, like, load up and skipping out without paying. Beds with magic fingers. Oh, the vibrating beds. And finally, the same extent of mutual trust. Part human nature, part poor working practices. Hoteliers and guests have come to trust each other less over time. I think it's because we've been stealing stuff. Guests have been known to steal hotel items, which has caused lamps, framed photos, and just about everything else in the room to have been bolted down. You notice that? You go to nudge up against the picture, and you think to yourself, wait a second, that picture didn't move. Hang on. This picture doesn't move. It's bolted to the wall. Oh, well, I'm surprised they still have phones in a hotel room. Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 locations to serve you across southwestern Manitoba. They have got the farm succession plan available to each and every member at Sunrise Credit Union as farms continue to evolve and change and they pass on from generation to generation. See our friends at Sunrise Credit Union for the latest in succession planning for you and your farm. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca for more details on that. Sunrise Credit Union, sunrisecu.mb.ca. Our friends at Auto Fashion, if you've got a scratch, dent, ding, make sure you see our friends at Auto Fashion. They'll take care of you. They're MPI and SGI accredited. By all means, visit them anytime to take care of your needs on the outside of your vehicle. If you've got a new investment that you want to get ceramically coated, they'll take care of that for you. And again, they do detailing as well. Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's. And the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where they make a donation to the Bear Klein Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you pop on by. Receive a multi-point inspection, and they'll show you your filters while you wait. Murray Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Are we still allowed to talk about Walmart? I know they're an American-based company, but this is kind of funny. Maybe you'll find this entertaining. Walmart shoppers leaving stuff behind. Walmart employees reveal the grossest things shoppers leave behind. Half-eaten cookies everywhere. Several employees complained about finding partially eaten cookies all over the store. If you're going to eat the food, at least buy it, writes the original poster. I work apparel. Twice this week, I found open containers of cookies. The cookie monster is loose at Walmart. Frozen rotted pizza in the underwear aisle. Delightful. One employee maintains that people stash perishable items like freezer goods in random places. Decide to not buy something after pulling it out of the freezer, not realizing it's going to unthaw on you. Eggs in suitcases. Jesus, Murphy. Another employee rehashes a story about someone packing up some unpurchased groceries in a suitcase. We had a customer come out to us while we were working and tell us they had a question about the suitcases. And so we followed him around the corner and down the aisle where he unzipped the suitcase and pointed to an 18-pack of eggs inside. Oh, God. Not to mention, that's pretty valuable goods there. Chicken bones all over the store. Walmart sells rotisserie and fried chicken, and apparently people like to eat it and ditch the bones. How nice. Warm sausage rolls and ice cream hidden in a table. Pork chops in apparel. Often discarded food isn't located until it starts to rot. Ugh. Something really smells funny in one of my departments. I think I'll go into the pockets of these jeans. Wait a second. There's a couple of pork chops in the jean. Pockets, delightful. Steak in rugs. The rug aisle is a popular place to stash raw meat that customers opt against purchasing. Steaks in the rugs. Rancid fruit in men's underwear. These are the gross things Walmart shoppers leave behind. Nice. Moldy chicken in bath towels. Someone went to the deli and got chicken, once ate it, and then shoved it in the bath towel shelves behind the towels. By the time it was discovered, it was all moldy and gross. Ah, it's nice. I think for the most part, it's people eating stuff, which really technically is theft, and then like tossing it all over the store. So, God, Walmart rotisserie chicken. Why are you doing that? Why are you abusing the rotisserie chicken? Thanks again to our sponsors of the show, Epp Law Office. Again, if you are buying or selling any kind of real estate, remember our friends at Epp Law Office. They'll help you with that. They also do wills and estates, and they do corporate law as well. Epp Law Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Kuiper's Family Bakery is your family bakery, where the art of baking comes alive in buns and loaves and all kinds of delectable pastries, cinnamon buns, and more. It's time to pick up something for a family dinner. Maybe treat your colleagues to a box of goodies. You can do that at Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasties. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, I am not sure what's going to happen with my appearance at the Skydancer Casino concert of Joe Nichols. I'm hoping I can still go. I don't know what the, with everything so wild and crazy and up in the air right now, I do not know what's going to happen with that, to be completely honest with you. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. I had hoped to give away another pair of tickets to that show, but we're going to have to wait and see how I think the next 48 hours or next the week plays out. We'll see. We'll know more by the end of the week. But Skydancer Casino opens 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday. They're just 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota, with that beautiful water park and great hotel and, of course, great concerts, too. So hopefully this whole garbage tariff crap will get all wrapped up so that we can enjoy these concerts coming up this summer, because they have got a whole bunch of them planned. And I look forward to being a part of them if we can. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Everything is kind of topsy-turvy right now. We'll have to see what goes on. Today is cruise day. Have you ever taken a cruise? Have you ever gone? Do you recommend it? Have you ever gone on a cruise before? Ron says, yes, highly recommend it. We go a couple times a year. Ashley Ritchie says, Ashley Ritchie was the Sunseeker who won our bacon for a year when we first launched the show. Ashley says, yes, several might be my favorite kind of vacation. Sherry says, went on a Disney Wish cruise. It was excellent. Tara said, did the Disney Fantasy cruise. It was amazing. Jody says, love the cruises that we were on. Bernice did two European cruises. You get to see a lot of places, but you don't get to spend a lot of time there to really experience the countries. I like to delve into the culture and the food and the people and the lifestyles. You only get a taste of it. The cruise itself is pretty amazing. Carol says, my first one was in November. Would never go again at that time of the year, but I do recommend it. Must have been just too cold for her on the deck, I guess. Dina, who just got back from a nice hot vacation, wasn't a cruise, though. I saw your pictures, Dina. She says, yes, love cruises. Tracy says, yes, I've been on four cruises. Mishiway says, nope, don't like the ocean. What? You don't like the ocean? I love the ocean, but being on the ocean, being tossed around with all the waves, I get seasick pretty easy. Mama Sunday says, been on one cruise and loved it. Can't wait to go again. Some of these cruise ships are friggin' massive. How many levels is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stories. Holy God, the water slides up there. Or ocean sickness. He was so worried that he would be sick the whole time. He was only sick the first day, but then was great after he got his sea legs. Marty says, went on a cruise for our honeymoon. It was fantastic. Kathy says, we've taken several. You get to see lots of different destinations with one hotel room. So all kinds of stuff to see, and unload your stuff on the ship and you're good to go. I will be better tomorrow. We'll get back at it tomorrow, okay? Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. There's always a beach chair waiting for you by the piano. Some are the pools, bright blue, perhaps on the patio catching the breeze. Or upstairs where laughter drifts with ease. A spot in the watchtower, a view so grand, or down by the shore with the sailboat and the sand. The house is always open both day and night. A chair is always ready in the golden light. So as the waves whisper and the palm trees sway, remember this haven won't drift away. No matter the season, no matter the tide, a beach chair awaits, and the sun is our guide. Thank you. guys. I appreciate it. We'll see you again tomorrow for more fun.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.